geologist Professor Richard Robertson said, the MyHaz VCT mobile app will be a useful mechanism through which information can be captured and shared relating to hazards. He said, when users post pictures and other information relating to hazards, it will be validated before other users can see it. This app will be officially launched on Friday.
So the MyHaz VCT app, as it's called, is an application that runs on a cell phone. So it's something that one has to download. And what it is really a mechanism by which you're going to try to get the citizens out there, people in the general public, people who are out there seeing things, to report it, to take pictures of it, to make a comment on it. And through this app, they're able to report it to NEMO, to the scientists out there. So, for example, if you're on the side of the Rabaka River and you see the river come down, you could have taken a picture, which people currently do. They take a picture and put it on WhatsApp. But what this app does is that it has a process by which the information is sent, and then there's a process of validation to ensure that the information is not spurious, and then it's posted.
Professor Robertson said the app, which is a collaborative effort, will be useful for all disaster agencies as well as the general population of the country.
In terms of what the app does, it's useful, first of all, to agencies like us, like Seismic, who collect information on hazards, but it's also to agencies like NEMO, who would like to know what's happening out there. It's an application that was developed through a collaboration between the University of West Indies Seismic Research Center ourselves. So it's actually been in development for quite a couple of years. I remember, I think probably over 5 years ago, we've been talking about it. And initially, it was really focused on just the volcano. Now it's focused on multiple hazards.
Professor Robertson also noted that the app can provide useful information on the actions to be carried out before, during, and after a hazard.
Within the app, quite apart from if you're posting anything, if you download the app, there's quite a lot of information about these hazards. There's a lot of information about all the hazards that Seismic is exposed to, and I'm talking about information on what it is, so what's the volcano, how much time Sufra erupted. But also there's information about what to do before, during, and after a hazard. And also there's information on how to reach out. So there's contact information there. So to the public who's using the app, even before you post anything, there's information there.
Professor Robertson also disclosed that the app is already available on mobile platforms, and he is encouraging members of the public to download the MyHaz VCT mobile app and start familiarizing themselves with it.
So the app is potentially quite useful. I'm encouraging people to download it, to play around with it. I've been using it. It's quite intuitive. It's quite easy to use, I find. What it requires you to have a post to download the app, you have to have internet connection to get the app. To submit posts to the portal, you have to have internet connection. But it doesn't mean that if you, for example, went out and took a picture of something that happened, you don't have to have internet connection at that time. You could actually save the observation. So you could take a picture, make a comment on it, save it on your phone, and then whenever you get the internet connection, you then submit it. It's really a very useful mechanism by which you could capture information from people out there. It's what scientists would call, it's a citizen science app. It's a mechanism by which we are using a citizen science approach, where we essentially are trying to build up the amount of scientists or the amount of people observing things and reporting out there, because we can't be everywhere.
Geologist Professor Richard Robertson. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.